this. I mean, it had fascinating history. It started, the date, if you want to actually put a year on it, was 1981. There were four people in a Leonard Cheshire home down in Hampshire. Actually, that's where it started in this country. I'll go back in a minute. But this is where it started here in England. And they wanted out. They were absolutely fed up. They got, just like my friend is now, you know, nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to really give them anything, input in their lives that they could respond to. And they got together and they decided they wanted to live in the community. And they felt that the money that the authorities were paying to keep them in this home could well keep them in the community. So they just got together. It took them 5 years of perseverance to get from that point to moving into accessible bungalows, because they were all wheelchair users, or flats, I can't remember which exactly. And that was headed up by a man called Paul Hunt, who has written a book which I think may be out of print, but he was the leader of all of that. And he then went on, the national press picked up the story, it went on and inspired other people. Well, before that happened, I was actually already out in the community, because I moved back in 1973 or 1974, but that's never been recognised. That I mean, it wasn't the direct payments, of course, and even they didn't get direct payments. It was still, the money was still had to be laundered through the organisation. But fine, it worked for them. We saw it work for them, and you know, we began to think, yeah, it could work for us. Why don't we, you know, escape from these places? But it started in a place called Berkeley in California. That was where it all first started, in America, with this organisation of disabled people. And they had the same sort of struggle to get started and move on. So we really took the idea from them. And that's how Paul and his friends got set up. Now, after that, I think people really began, and particularly disabled people, knew what the issues were, but they didn't have any opportunity to come together in a group, a national group. But at the time when Ken Livingstone came in, that was when the money was starting to come. It was a very good opportunity because it was being given to minority groups. You know, that was when you know, gay and lesbian people were given money. It was when black groups were given money, all those sorts of things. And women's groups and disabled people. And so, because I was with KCIL, there was a London organisation, well, it's called Disability Rights now, but UK, but it was a London-based organisation. And I used to go there a lot. We went to training meetings, we went to meetings to chew the cud and sort out the issues. And that was very inspiring because it gave me a wider base, and then I could bring back to KCIL what I learned, which was absolutely fascinating. So that's how it started, and mainly our focus, the Centre for the Handicapped in Kingston, focused on access issues, as many groups did, because until we could actually get out, until we could travel anywhere, we couldn't, you know, the money that we did get, you know, through benefits, we couldn't spend it on anything because we couldn't actually get to the shops or do anything.